1. And it showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God of the land, and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Verse 1 says, and he showed me a pure river of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Let's pray for God's anointing this morning, church. Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful this morning to be in the house of the Lord. So thankful for your presence that we've already felt in this place. So thankful for the music, dear God, and the songs that have already been sung today, for the word that's been told in Sunday school to each age group. But Heavenly Father, we come right now desiring, dear Lord, your word to feed us, Heavenly Father. And I pray, Father God, that right now that you would feed hearts and lives, hearts and minds and souls, dear God, would be filled with your spirit, with your power, and with your anointing. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you'd have your way in this place, touching us and drawing us ever closer to you, desiring the anointing this morning, for it's the anointing that makes the difference. It's the anointing that breaks that rock. It's the anointing that breaks that flint. It's the anointing that breaks that yoke. And I pray, Heavenly Father, let the water flow, let the river flow in your house today. And we give you the praise and the honor and the glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Here in Revelation 22, we read about that river. That river that we long for, that river that we yearn for, that someday we're going to walk by that river. I talked just a few services ago about being reunited with my baby sister, being able to walk with her by that river. Oh, what a day that's going to be when we get to heaven. But how many know this morning that there is a river that flows from the throne of God? There is a river that flows from where the Lamb is. We see it here in Revelations 22. The Revelator saw it, he said it was a pure river flowing. As we see that pure river flowing, we understand better when we read Revelations 22 about that river, what Ezekiel was talking about in Ezekiel 47. Turn there with me this morning. Ezekiel 47. Ezekiel is talking about a river. He's talking about waters that are gushing. We find out when we read over here in Revelations 22 the source of what river was flowing there in Ezekiel 47. I'm so glad to know that that river will flow through the transitions of time. That river will flow through the decades and through the generations. It will flow backwards. It will flow forward. It will flow wherever it needs to flow. But in the book of Ezekiel chapter 47, Ezekiel sees here something marvelous. It says in verse 1, afterwards he brought me again unto the door of the house, and said, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood towards the east, and the waters came down from under the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought me out of the way of the gate northward, and then they led me down the way without unto the utter gate, by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. And again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the water was to the knees. And again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters through, and the waters were to the loins. Verse 5, afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I cannot pass over. For the waters were risen. Waters to swim in a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, on the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, these waters issued out towards the east country, and go down into the desert and into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. If you got bored with my reading, listen now. If you got bored with what we were reading thus far, I want you to listen here, starting with verse 9. Verse 9 says, and it came came to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish where these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed. And listen to this, church. And everything shall live whither the river cometh. And everything shall live whither the river cometh. I want to preach this for a few moments this morning, where the river flows. Where the river flows. We read here in Revelation 22 that river flows from the throne room of God. That river flows from where the Lamb is. That river flows. The starting point of that river is where you and I long to be. The starting point of that river is where we sing about what makes us shout happy when we think about heaven. When we think about that crystal river that's flowing, oh, but I'm so glad that that river's source is in heaven, but it's not just flowing in heaven, friend. We sing that song, everybody will be happy over there. I love that song, and I'm going to be happy when I get over there. But I don't know about anybody else, but I'm happy down here. I'm happy. I wasn't happy when I was in this world. I wasn't happy when I was bound down by the sins. I was oppressed and depressed all the time. Matter of fact, I had deep depression. I thought everybody was out to hate me and to get me. Oh, but thank God that night when Brother Steve Griffin laid that handkerchief, Sister Jackie, on top of my head, and anointed me and prayed for me, I shouted and ran around that place, shouted the victory. I've been delivered from depression ever since. The joy of the Lord is my strength and the peace of God. What happened that night? What happened that night when the river flowed through the heart of the simple church of God? What happened that night when the river flowed to that man of God into this vessel of clay? Oh, I'm so thankful to know tonight that there's still a river that flows from the house of God. There's a river that flows from the throne room of grace. It flows down into the book of Ezekiel chapter 47. And Ezekiel looks here and he sees some phenomenon going on. He sees this great thing beginning to happen and he can't fathom what's going on. And he looks and the man begins to explain it to him. As he looks, he sees the water flowing out over the threshold. The water coming from every side of that house, proceeding out of that house. And he begins to look up again. The man begins to measure. He measures and he sees water to the ankles and then another 1,000 cubits. Water to the knees and then another 1,000 to the loins. And before you know it, he measures some more. What is it? It's water he can swim in. We've heard this preached so many times over the years that we need to get out of the ankle-deep water and get out there in those waters to swim in. That's so true. We've got to get into that place. But what I want us to focus on this morning to know that there is a river. I think of that old song. If you haven't figured it out yet, Brother Jamie likes the words to songs. As I was told one time, you could just preach words to songs. That may be. I love the words to songs. There's a song that says, there is a river. Flows from deep within. There is a fountain that frees the soul from sin. I'm thankful to know this morning that there is a river. We may be dry, we may be barren, we may feel parched, we may feel like that we have not felt the flow. We may be like that rock and that flint that we were talking about Wednesday night, but let me assure you, just because we have not felt it in a long time, just because we haven't felt the Spirit does not mean that there is not a river. Very early in the Word of God, the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. But let me tell you something. I've been feeling His Spirit striving with me. I've been feeling His Spirit striving with you. I've been feeling the Spirit of God moving in the house of God just over the past couple of weeks. I don't know what it was like before. It don't matter to me what it was like before, but I know what I felt in this house just over the last few prayer services. I felt a river wanting to break forth. I felt a river wanting to flow in the house of God. Ezekiel saw it. It began to gush and began to issue out from the house of God. If there's going to be a river, church, it's got to flow from the house of God. The source is the throne of God, and that river's going to flow out to a lost and a dying world. If they're going to have refreshing and deliverance, that river must come from the house of God. That's where Ezekiel saw it coming from. Gushing forth from the house of God. Waters that could swim in. In verse 9 it said, it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. Everything that that river touches is going to live. Aren't we, as we shared just a little bit about living now, we're living in a world that's hard. We're living in a world that's so oppressed and depressed and downhearted and discouraged and broken and burdened. We're living in a dark society. Sister Jackie was sharing with us in Sunday school some of the nonsense it's going on in our world today with werewolves and vampires and zombies and all of that silliness that surrounds us in this world today. But there's a people out there that don't understand, don't know nothing about God. There's no reverence for Him. There's death everywhere you look. Suicide rate is higher than it's ever been. People taking one another's lives. Moms killing dads. Dads killing moms. Moms throwing their babies in dumpsters and everything else. We've seen it for so long. There's a world out there in need of the river. There's a world out there that needs the river to flow. And my word tells me that everything lives where the river flows. Why are they living? Why are they dead? Tell me the river is not flowing forth from the house of God. Church, we are the house of God in my faith, Lord. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. Don't you know this morning? It's not. He's not just talking about Ezekiel 47, what he sees. He sees the blocks and mortars. He sees this temple, this earthly temple, and he sees waters gushing out from it. That's a representation of the house of God. That's a representation of the Spirit of God. That river is a representation of the Spirit of God flowing forth out of that house, gushing forth and going down out of that house. The church, Paul told us, don't you know that you're the temple of God? That this is the temple of God. What was it that we sung this morning? Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. So corporately, this house of God must be a place that the river is flowing in. Corporately, this church should be a place where people come and they don't just see ankle-deep water and knee-deep water. They said they had to wade through ankle-deep water to get in here Wednesday night. We had a downpour right before service. It's not just enough for them to see ankle-deep and knee-deep or even loin-deep. Oh, but they must say, oh, there's a river gushing forth. Oh, I want the neighbors to look and say, man, there's water coming out from the threshold. They said back in the day that people would look down to Arcadia, Florida. Matter of fact, they said that people came by and they saw fire running up and down the peak of the roof of the church. They called the fire department out. The fire department got there. There wasn't a fire physically, but there was a spiritual fire burning. Said when the firefighters came on the scene, they felt the convicting power of the Holy Ghost. Alabama camp meeting. Alabama Church of God started out of her 10th revival. I read this, and out of that revival, this lady went out. They didn't have nurseries and all of that back then. She went out to the car to change her baby's diaper. And when she looked back, that tent looked like a big ball of fire that was burning from the fire and the power of God. Oh, and our neighbors would look and say, what's that coming out of that church? That water gushing out, and they would see. And God would open their eyes spiritually, and they would see there was a river flowing from the bottom of the church of God on a corporate level. But Paul said, don't you know that you are the temple of God? Church, there's a river that flows from the throne of God. There's a river that flows from everywhere the river flows. Brother Dewey, some of them looking at me like I'm too loud. If I have to turn me down a little bit. But everywhere the river flows, there's life. How does the river flow? How does the river flow? Can anybody tell me how a river flows this morning? It says in John 7:38, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. A river has to have a channel in which it can flow through. A river cannot flow without a channel. You can have a powerful river, a mighty river come, and it will only go as far as the channel goes. The river will only go as far as there's a place for it to flow through. The river will only go as far as that channel will allow it to go. And as you and I leave the Bonifay Church of God, man, we can have a river flowing in here. We can go out of here saying, man, I feel refreshed. I feel alive. Oh, man, the river was flowing in the house of God. The rock would turn the water to flip to a flowing stream. Oh, the Spirit of God flowed. It moved. It felt fresh on us. We felt the latter rain of the Holy Ghost. We felt that river as it flowed from the throne room of grace. It was powerful and it was wonderful, and that would be great for us. That's what we want, isn't it? That's what we long for and yearn for. That'd be wonderful to us. But the Bible tells us that we must go out and make disciples of all men. There's a world outside the walls of this church that is dying, that is in need of a river, in need of a refreshing. How will the river flow to their house? How will the river flow to the other end of town? It's going to need a channel to flow through. Oh, that somebody this morning would say, Lord, make me a channel that you can flow through. Oh, make me a channel that you can flow out into my neighborhood, into my community, into my school, into my job. Everywhere that I go, I want a river to flow. The only way that river's going to flow is with a channel. Scripture said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. But there's that rock. That hardness don't have to be hard, right? That hardness of heart that gets in the way, that thing that begins to prevent us. But God said that I can take care of the rock. I'll turn the rock to water and I'll turn the flint to a flowing stream. All you got to do is call on me. His Spirit will break that rock. It will break that flint. It will change all those things that's trying to make us hard. If life is trying to make you hard, just know this, that there's a river, there's a belly. If you're a child of God, down in your belly, bubbling up deep within your spirit, bubbling up deep inside of you, there's a river that's wanting to flow. There's a river that's wanting to burst forth. There's a river that's wanting to flow out into somebody else's life. When you speak, God wants to speak through you. God don't want us just to meet people and talk about the weather and all the things that's going on in politics and all the things that's going on around us. Oh, that the Spirit of God wants to be able to rise up within you and within me. But Brother Jamie, I'm not a preacher. I'm not a Sunday school teacher. I'm just a member. I just come to church. Oh, God wants each one of us to be evangelists. God wants most of all for each one of us to be a channel that He can flow through. Oh, I want to be that channel that He can flow through. It's not the power that's going to go on your job tomorrow morning. It's not the pastor that's going to go into that classroom with you. It's not the Sunday school teacher or mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or the evangelist or anybody else. It's you that's going to be there. Oh, we can be that channel, or we can be that dam that holds up and prevents and says, oh, this well is so clogged up that there's no way a river can flow. The river will flow when there's a channel. I went to God this morning that the river would flow out of the Bonifay Church of God, north, south, east, and west. I look to God this morning as some of you leave here at this place this morning. I believe we got some of this in Ponceleon, wherever that's at, Terryville, wherever that's at. And I just believe this morning those channels can flow to all of those places. It can flow over to Graceville, where Brother Mitch and Sister Tuesday then. It can flow over to the Puniac Springs, where I went to hear Brother Hanks. Whatever direction that you leave here this morning, that you can get up from an altar today and say, hey, there's something that happened in that altar. I feel a river bubbling up within me. I feel something rising up within my soul. I remember singing it a long time ago in children's church. It's bubbling. It's bubbling. It's bubbling in my soul. They're singing. They're shouting. Since Jesus made me whole. Oh, I wish to God this morning that something would begin to bubble up within the child of God. You feel something stirring up deep inside of you. You know what that is? That's that river. There's something bubbling up, it wants to burn more. David said, I hadn't cried and swore on my eye sockets. The gold dry. You may not have cried. You may not have wept. You may not have felt that compassion. You may not have felt that love, that need to witness, that need to reach out. Oh, but you feel something down deep inside of you. Rivers of joy. I can't control. Rivers of joy begins to move in my hands, my feet. There's something that begins to want the first four. What is that? What is that? That's the river. That's the river. And everywhere the river flows, there's life. Why are we surrounded by death? Why are we surrounded by destruction. The river must not be flowing. You read and you see any people that love to go to Tennessee for vacation. We used to go there all the time. When I was a kid, it seemed, for vacation, that's where my parents loved to go. And I remember watching that fountain, that stream begin to flow. Broke the whole Oklahoma where we pastored for 2.5 years. Beautiful place, Beaver's Bend, most beautiful river, most beautiful waters you'd see. And all around that water, what do you see? You see big, beautiful trees. You see big, beautiful trees in Psalms chapter 1, you see it. That's a tree that's planted by the waters. That root system of that tree begins to spread out. It's the most beautiful trees you've ever seen in your life. As you're going through that stream, you look at that clear water, you see fish, man, they're just getting it. They're going everywhere because there's flowing water. But you find somewhere where the water's not flowing, where it comes up to a wall, it comes up to a dam, it begins to get stale, it begins to get stagnant. The Lord spoke to Jeremiah and said, my people have committed two evils. They've forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and they've hewed out for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. God said, that won't work. Oh, it's good to get filled with the Spirit. It's good to feel the presence of God. But so many think, man, this might be the only move of God we get this year. I better hold on to it. This might be the only time that I feel God in a long time. It's been a long time since I felt Him. And they begin to say, I better hold on to this. They make them a system. They try to live off yesterday's blessings. They try to live off yesterday or last week's. Oh, man, we had a powerful service. And I'm just going to hold on to that and keep it there. Oh, no, God said that if you've done that, you've committed not just one evil, but two evils. You've forsaken me, the fountain, and they can send that flow over and over and over again. There is a river that flows from the throne of God.
Wow.
How many know that this morning? Let me see your hand. There is a river that flows from the throne of God. Let me see your hand.
Hallelujah.
If you don't know that, let me read it to you from the Word of God. Revelation 22:1. And He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. So how many this morning know that there is a river that flows from the throne of God? Or let me put it to you this way. How many know, believes that the Word of God is true? Let me see your hand.
Amen.
You know the Word of God is true.
Yes,
so now I've read it to you from the Word of God. How many knows this morning that there is a river that flows from the throne of God? There is a river that flows from the throne of God. And there is a river that flowed all the way down into the Old Testament, into Ezekiel 47. And guess what? That river don't have as far to flow to get to you and me as it did to Ezekiel. Amen? There is a river that flows to God, from God, from the throne of God. It's wanting to issue out of the house of God. It's wanting to spring forth from the child of God. And you can feel it bubbling up inside of you. All you ever want to witness is somebody who's scared you're going to say the wrong thing. I got a text this morning. Just got a new cell phone number. 850-849-3372 if you want to write it down, my new cell phone number. But I got a new cell phone number. And I got a text on my new cell phone number this morning. It said, hey, good morning, good afternoon-ish. I just said, who is this? Well, this is Benji from Georgia. I don't know a Benji from Georgia. So I text back and said, I just got this number. You must have the wrong number. He said, oh, that's Cindy. And I said, well, you know the Lord is your personal Savior? And he got dirty with me, but that's all right. But I witnessed to him. I witnessed to him. No matter where he goes and what happens and what goes wrong, I don't know what's going on in Benji's life right now. I don't know where Benji stands. I know Benji has a filthy mind with a filthy mouth because he put it on my text message. But I don't know what's going on in his life, and I don't know what he thought of my text, but I know there's going to come a day when Benji's going to meet Jesus. I know there's going to come a day and he's going to remember, hey, I was just minding my business, sending a text, and all of a sudden a river comes flowing by out of my telephone. I sent a text message up to the wrong person, and a river began to flow, bringing life everywhere. What happened? Benji got off of eternal life this morning. Why? Because there was a channel that said, let the river flow through me. Don't hesitate to let the river flow through you, whether it's text message, Facebook, internet. Use everything you can for the glory of God. Everywhere you go, everywhere you're a representative, let the river flow. Let the river flow. There was a time that the fountains, the rivers quit flowing. We know that Abraham dug wells. We know that water was a needed supply and a valued resource in the time of Abraham, so he began to dig wells that everyone could have. We know who Abraham is. We call him Father Abraham. As we know him, he is the father of all mankind. Father Abraham, he was a man that loved God, that didn't hesitate when God spoke, and he stepped out of the command of God. Now we're going to talk about him on Father's Day, but he was a wonderful man of God. So Abraham saw a need for the people and dug wells. But after Abraham's death, there came a time that the wells began to get clogged up. In Genesis 26, we see this time. He said here, looking here, we see the son of Abraham, Isaac. He's saying here, for all the wells, verse 15, which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, his father's, the Philistines, had stopped them and filled them with earth. Now Isaac came and he looked at those wells and he remembered drinking water from the wells of his father Abraham. Man, that was good water. But somewhere between the time of Abraham and the time of Isaac, those wells were filled up. And as you look here, it says that those wells were not just filled up. Those servants dug those wells. They worked hard on those wells. But it says the Philistines stopped them. We talked about the Philistines here a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about David and Goliath. They represent the devil and the imps of Satan. And he said the Philistines had stopped them up, and they had filled them with earth. They put all kinds of debris in the wells, and the wells were used. I've seen a lot of churches that forefathers have took and dug those wells. Man, there was a river flowing from that place. There was a fountain flowing from that place. Maybe you could walk in and you could feel the Spirit of God. Maybe you remember. Maybe you recall. We want to reminisce. We want to think about how it used to be. Oh, it was great. It was wonderful. Oh, I love to hear stories of how God used to move. But I don't want to reminisce on what used to be because my God's not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Isaac said, I remember when these waters flowed from these mountains. Man, these wells put forth water. It was a life-giving stream. But if you look now, there was no water flowing from the fountain. There was no water coming from the well. They could pump and pump and pump and prime and do everything, but nothing was flowing because that well was full of earth. Philistines represent the imps, and the earth represents the world. Somewhere along the line, that's happened to our church. Those same wells that used to give life-giving flow, those same wells that used to bring life to us, and in us, and through us, brought forth victory, brought forth salvation. We saw healings in the house of God. We saw deliverance in the house of God. I heard one preacher preaching last night. He said, oh, that our young people, one more time, would leave the house of God saying, that wasn't mama, that wasn't daddy, that wasn't pastor, that wasn't Sunday school teacher. What happened in that house today? Could be nothing less than God. Oh, we're living in a time where our young people have not seen a move of God like we saw a move of God. I can recall a time when there was a fog in the house. I can recall a time being in revival with the Thorntons and Sister Connie Thornton said, I believe there's an angel standing outside that door. My daddy said, well, open the door. And opened the door and it was just like angel's wings. Begin to fall in that place. You've heard that song, we feel brush of angel's wings. Glory on each face. Oh, I've seen it. I've felt it. I've experienced it. I've been in prayer meeting. Just me, my dad, and Brother Steve Griffin. He was in revival with us. Laying there on that floor as a young man, just feeling the call to preach. I couldn't get up off the floor. Physically, couldn't move. And I heard the Spirit of God as he spoke to my heart. He said, you're now a prisoner of me. You've been held captive to this world long enough. I didn't know it was biblical at the time until I read that Paul said, I've become a prisoner of Christ. I'm held in his captivity now. I'm bound by his will and his way. Oh, that our young people could experience the river flowing once again. Abraham dug the well. The servants worked so hard on it. Mom and dad, grandma and grandpa prayed all night long. Saw the face of God. We can't even make it to prayer meeting today. We can't even make it a few minutes around the altar. We get so tired and wore out, say, I've got to go home. But they worked so hard, and now where's the source? Where's the source, Isaac said? There's no water. He looked down, there's the problem. It's full of earth. Oh, we looked down again and said, there's the problem. Our will is full of the world. Our church is full of the world, full of earth. all clogged up. So what did Isaac do? Isaac left with a decision that many pastors have been left with over the years, many ministers have been left with. We find that our well, there's not a river flowing anymore, there's not a fountain flowing anymore. The Spirit of God not moving like it used to. Anybody heard that lately? I just don't feel the Spirit of God in church like we used to. And we used to do this, and we used to do that. Oh, I heard somebody not too long ago with a heritage. You may have a heritage in the Church of God here. I remember when we had communion and feet washing. I remember when we had this and that. They said, I remember when we had communion and feet washing. I posted on there.